I'm Mikey Wong, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Now, by the magic of time and space and planes and that, I am currently in Spain at a music festival, and so I've had to do this by magic, haven't I?
It's that time travel again, isn't it?
It is. Oh, by the way, have I said my name's Paul B. Edwards?
Oh, no. Have I said my name's Tony Hearn?
I don't know. Hello, well done. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And you're listening to a Strummer Camp special on this week's Punky Radio. I did Strummer Camp a few weeks ago. I'll be telling you about it during the show. What this does feature, and you've already heard Mikey Wong introducing the show, ladies and gentlemen, who is a little bit of a legend, Mikey Wong. There will be more information on said Mikey Wong during the show. In the meantime, I do want to crack on with the show. Now, what's going to happen is pretty much every song this week, I think, has got an interview before it from someone to do or something to do with the band you hear after, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I will try and explain that now, because you're now going to hear Tom from Rising Strike, who were the first band on the Saturday afternoon, having a brief chat with me before we hear the Rising Strike song, Force of Habit, Habit of Force. And I've put a note by this file that says, Tom, Rising Strike interview, open brackets, windy, close brackets. You'll see why. It was very windy. In fact, it was windy all day. So you do have to keep your ears tuned a bit, but it'll be all right.
So I'm now joined by Tom from Rising Strike. How'd the gig go?
Oh, it went wonderfully, I think. Yeah, people danced, which doesn't often happen.
And it was like the first band of the day. You always think, oh, I don't know how many people are going to be in there.
Yeah,
but this tent's doing better than the main one,
I think it is, yeah. Good selection of bands that's drawing them in.
So how did you lot get together then? Did you all know each other from...
No, me and the guitarist, we've went to school together and tried to start bands there. And the bassist and the drummer used to live up in Cumbria, and they kind of were in bands around there.
Right.
And then we all went to university, and the other three ended up in Bolton.
Right.
And they started a band, and I joined out of spite, really. And then just last week, we employed the saxophone player who's in my other band.
Just last week?
Yeah.
He's learned that pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's a musical genius.
He is a musical genius. Now, also, you do appear to be forming some groundbreaking new type of ska core, which is, I understand is going to be called ballroom core. Do you want to talk us through that?
I think we're just joining it to ball core.
Ball core?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through it?
Well, basically, we're trying to combine the raw kind of viscerality of punk and the kind of musicality of ska and a bit of jazz, and combine it with the kind of dignity and grace that I feel has been lost from modern dance.
It has been missing at gigs of late. I think young people have lost a certain amount of respect, and maybe you're the people to bring it back.
Soldiers, let's fight it in the streets. Save me.
So that was Rising Strike, Tony. Now, as I say, this isn't, that's on a, that's not Skanking, TNS. But this isn't really a TNS special, because half the bands, you see what I mean, aren't.
Yeah.
On That's Not Skanking. So, but they were on the TNS stage at the festival. I think all of them were, in fact. Is that right? Have I got all of them? I think so. I think all of these bands were. Oh no, the Kirks, one of the bands we're playing with. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I realise that you're probably not going to do a lot of talking in this show.
Okay.
Except for in certain bits. And I'm theoretically not either, because this is all recorded. So, well, so we've got other people doing the talking. That's what I'm trying to get around to.
Yeah.
Straight up, the next band that you're going to hear an interview with is Sounds of Swami. And this is me having a little chat with Kurt.
So, I've now got Kurt from Sounds of Swami here. How's the drummer camping for you?
It's been amazing. The weather's cleared up.
Yeah, I love it. It's a little less fucked up now.
Yeah, we weren't here yesterday, so it was very rainy, brought some booze and everything, but no, it's cleared up and it's, the weather's nice and everyone's pitching in. It's been good.
And
well,
you've been the band who I've watched so far who have dragged people into the tent quickly, because when you started, there was only about 10 watching, weren't there? And then within a song, you did, packed again.
Yeah, you did your best. At the beginning, you did your best to get
no, mate, mate, yeah, it's no thanks to me at all. As soon as you started playing, people came piling in. I'm starting to think I might be counterproductive. Now, you've got a 6-track EP on sale.
That's right, yeah. A brand new EP on 7-inch on TNS Records. It's £4 from them, and you can get our first EP for free with that as well.
We'll play something off it right now. Thanks very much, mate.
Brilliant, thank you.
Sounds of Swami, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah, that, and actually, I've just realised, I think I've got some information here. That Sounds of Swami from, where are we here? From their EP, Halcyon Days, which is out on TNS Records. You'll notice I'm not doing the MySpace page of the bands this week. That's because I've been a bloody idiot. But I have got at my disposal just what some of them are. So the MySpace page for Sounds of Swami is myspace.com/SoundsofSwami, SoundsofSwami. I haven't got Rising Strike's MySpace page to hand because I'm a bit of a tit. Now, have you got, you're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes over the past couple of weeks. It's now the 28th of June, so, well, you're probably best to wait now until the 1st of July, but please do get your votes in for us on the 1st of July. We're so ready for the next week's show. A whole new month and everything, so do vote for us. The easy way to do that is go to punkyrage.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish. Because we read them out. Please do get them in 1st of July. Thank you very much. And here's the top three for this week, because we're running rather low. Punky is still rather spiffing. It always feels good to return to Punky. Sorry for the recent absence, but I was having sex. Lots of love, Tom Baldy.
Oh. As excuses go, Tom Baldy, it's that's as bad as it gets.
I'm remembered. Sorry, have been a total smacktard and have forgotten to vote lately. please don't set cybercrime on me. Still loving the show. Kind regards, Mart, the patron saint.
Thank you very much, Mart, and you are right to be concerned about that man.
I would be.
He is a trifle enthusiast. Do you know what though? In his defence, he's enthusiastic about life because it had dealt him a bit of a bad hand. I have met the man that is cybercrime.
Have you?
And he's rightfully living every day.
Oh, okay.
To the very best of its abilities, but at the same time, it's terrifying.
And the final comment. As always, Punky gets our vote. Anyone who doesn't listen is probably supporting France in the World Cup, i.e. losers. Anyway, they're lost. Keep up the good work. Great music and your very individual type of broadcasting. Oh, and don't forget us people who reside in a third world country. See you in Pineda, Helen and Adi, en France.
En France. You certainly will, Helen and Adi. They've been in touch and they're coming down for Saturday and Sunday.
Very nice.
So we will be able to exchange hilarious stories about pasties. And you thought they were pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am looking forward to meeting them very much, and thank you very much for voting, Helen and Adi. Yes, we will share a beer whilst watching bands you haven't seen for 20 years. It's going to be great. In fact, I've already met them, of course.
Of course you have.
Last Saturday.
Were they
Sunday,
nice? Yeah.
Lovely meeting you too. See, that's when it gets confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when these time travel specials just fall apart, when I forget what I'm fucking doing. Yes. So, that's it, is it?
That's basically it, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
There's absolutely nothing to be sorry about there, Tony. Right, great band coming up for you now. This band probably did better than anyone else in the TNS tent, the second stage at Strummer Camp in Manchester a few weeks back. I'll let them tell you all about it, though. This is my latest interview with Matty from Roughneck Riot.
Right, so as the afternoon goes on here at Strummer Camp, I'm now joined by Matty from Roughneck Riot. Hello, mate.
Hey, man, how's it going?
That's a bit of a gig, wasn't it?
It was not bad, yeah. Pretty sweaty.
First band to do an encore this afternoon. First band that kept hold of it, completely full tent as well.
Oh, yeah,
that was excellent work, wasn't it?
Good crowd, it's good crowd.
Well, I went over to the main stage and there was about five people in there.
Oh,
absolutely everyone had come over this.
Apologise to the main stage.
No, but it just seems like this stage is the one everything's happening this year.
Good atmosphere in there.
So, how long has the band been going?
With this current lineup, just over a year now.
Right.
We started off with a three-piece.
There's
like
nine of you now.
In 2005, and then we were just basically playing standard punk songs. We always wanted to play the folk music as well, but we didn't have the members basically. So we forced Chris, our guitarist, Jay, the accordion player, and Caitlin on the banjo. We made him play it, and then since then it's just taken off.
You're just such a good fun band. I mean, I know some bands maybe don't want to be described as that, but every single person in the room was tapping their feet. It was fantastic. Have you got anything out that my listeners can buy?
We're about to release the debut album called A Night Train with a Reaper. We're just getting it mastered and then printing it off. But at the moment, we've got demos of the album for sale at gigs.
Oh, cool.
But when it's released, it'll be on iTunes and it'll be available on the website and on the MySpace and on Facebook and whatever.
Fantastic.
Good Googlers will be everywhere.
I'll play something off you right now. Thank you, mate.
Oh.
Sacrifice my solitude, the bones far away. Not to take a diet, to cross the bridge.
So Roughneck Riot, Tony, that's from an album that's obviously not out yet, in that they've done the demo album. They gave us that. What a terrific band live. Really, really good. And again, I have got their MySpace page in front of me, or I've got it on the back of the CD. MySpace.com/TheRoughneckRiot. It's a shame, actually. I've got a feeling I might have beaten you this week. But anyway. Watch out for when the album comes out. Do add them on MySpace and check them out. Really, really good band. There's another really good band, actually, that aren't on this week's show because they weren't on this stage, but I did meet them at the festival, called Drunken Balordi, who were widely regarded as one of the highlights of the whole festival. And they're a little bit like Gogo Bordello.
Oh, nice, okay.
And we have got their album, and it's terrific, and I'll be playing something off that in a while, but I'm just trying to, after all the label specials and then these things we've got going on over these 2 weeks, it's taken me a while to really get back into the swing of just being punky, if you know what I mean. But I think it keeps things interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've already spoken for longer than I wanted to here, so I'm going to do the Swear Esperanto and Comedy Suburbs in a later section of this show, because right now it is the men, the maestros, the Svengalis, the boys behind TNS. Take it away, Andy and Bev.
Over, but it's as good as. We're on the last knockings. We moved inside because finally the weather's cleared, which means there's now clear skies and it's freezing outside. And I'm now joined by Andy and Bev, the people responsible for TNS, thus responsible for me being here. How do you think the festival's gone, Bev?
I think it has been absolutely amazing. I've had such a good time and I couldn't have hoped for it to be better, to be honest with you.
And the TNS stage has taken a piss out of the main one.
I never noticed because I never left the TNS stage.
Well, there seems to be more people your end than at the other place most of the time.
There's always more people.
You shut up, Sad Panda. Now, how did you come to get the stage in the first place then?
I think it was 2 years ago. Andy came down and did a feature on the festival, and then, we know Phil for a while. And then last year we helped out advertising for it quite a bit, pushing it. And then on the actual festival we ended up just running the second stage and helping them out that. And then this year we've got more involved and ended up booking it. So, yeah.
And you're hoping it'll be a bone of fiction now?
Yeah, it kind of, like, Shummer Camp kind of fits in with what TNS does and the whole...
There's a DIY ethic. It's what Joe would have wanted. That should be the TNS. And yesterday, you did a gig that I missed, and I'm very sorry about that, but I have just discovered there was a wheelbarrow race in it.
Yeah.
Is this normal at your gigs?
Well, no, that was a bit of a spur of the moment one, that, but there was, we have a range of stupid activities to the crowd. We used to have people swinging dog sausages around. Now we've got...
What's a dog sausage?
You know those strings of sausages that you give to dogs? They're like...
You just get them in a pound shop? Just on a string?
Or sausages or moshages.
Dog sausages.
Well, now we've moved on to wheelbarrow races. We also had a 15-person human pyramid, which...
And how long... Didn't that last a bit longer than you were expecting?
We're kind of dragging it out because people looked like they were hurting, so that's what we wanted.
Right. Now, listen, what is the ethos of TNS then? What's the... how did you come to start it, anyway?
I think it basically started with as a label, it started as a drunken discussion in a pub.
Right.
As the best things in the world start. But basically, we're trying to help out bands that we think are great and not getting pushed as far as they should be, and trying to spread the word.
What,
Uniting bands across the lands.
Yeah. And then you take all the money and use it, dear.
All the money.
Of course,
all the debt we take on ourselves, basically, yeah.
So, what recent releases should people be looking at to us?
Well, there's a release out that arrived at my house on Thursday, which is 3 days ago, which is the Kirk's album. Which have I given you yet?
I don't think so.
I'll give it to you later.
Right.
Save the postage.
How about the album?
Yeah, the album is massive. Kirk's been going for about 10 years,
right.
So it's station, 37 bands, and that'll tell you where we're at.
Which we have already given away.
Yeah.
In the conversation. And I was listening on the way up. And it just stands up as a great album on its own.
Thank you.
Look, you've done a brilliant job this weekend. I'm proud of you. I'm right well up, but I'm absolutely proud of you. You've done a brilliant job on the stage today.
Thank you. I hope it works. Yeah.
I hope it works out for next year. And the very best of luck with TNS.
Thank you so much for coming, Paulie. I'll be honest with you, I listen every week at work. I sit at my desk.
This is a loving now.
Listen to you
Stop
and
it. It's a loving.
Listen to you and Tony chat shit. And it makes my week.
We played a lot of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, as you know. Is there anything we haven't played that you think we ought to?
The new Kirk's album, when I give it you.
That's not Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
Oh, right.
But nice try. Although, if you want to pick a Kirk's track, we'll do a Kirk's track.
Actually, we have got something amazing. Matt has turned one of our songs into a dub track. I will send you that.
Send me that.
A dub version of This Is Where the Idiot Lives.
Right, we'll play it now. Thanks, lads.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
So that was the Kirk's, Tony, from their new album, which apparently is, as I speak, winging its way to us. So expect to hear more from them in the future. And that was the track Enemies. I'm afraid I don't know their MySpace page offhand. I haven't got it at my disposal. Now, as if things couldn't be crazy enough, Tony.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering whether the keener listener to this show will know that we normally alternate talking about GoDaddy each week. But you've done two in a row. There's a reason for that I fucked up last week. So it's time for a change, though. Not only have we altered the order in which we do the GoDaddy, but also we finally have a new bed. And it's not the bed I'd been promising for ages. This is the bed as a result of what I think you might have heard in that bit, actually, which is a Revenge of the Psychotronic Man dub mix called Idiot Dub. So to the tune of Idiot Dub, Tony, I'm going to tell you all about GoDaddy. All right.
Cool.
Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY410, that's...
PUNKY410.
into the space, provided you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky411 code. That's
Punky411,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
Now the fun starts. Punky412, that's
Punky412,
gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, Punky20H1, that's
Punky20H1,
drops 20% off hosting plans, and Punky125, that's
Punky125,
gets you a brazen 25% off any order over £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL, that's
Punky Sell,
which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for £12.99. So go to your GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And well done, Tony, for remembering about moving up the scales.
Just
I'd completely forgotten about that. That was quite fantastic. I thought he hasn't started deep enough here. But you did it all right. You did it all right. Nice work.
The advantage of having a girl's voice.
Did you say San Miguel's voice?
No, the advantage of having a girl's voice.
Oh, right, the advantage. Yeah, well, you said it, mate. Time for the next interview, of course. Interviews all the way through the show. All of these bands were on at the psychic. That's where I am now. We're on at Strummer Camp, where I had the pleasure to be at, and it was at Manchester Rugby Club. It was really fantastic. This band, Moral Dilemma, were more of a straightforward sort of hardcore punk band and less scarcore. But anyway, the song I've picked to play this week is a real beauty, but I will let Craig from the band tell you all about it.
So as the skies cloud over here at Strummer Camp on the officially the third day, but the second day for me, I've now got the great pleasure to be joined by Craig from Moral Dilemma. Hello. That was alright, wasn't it?
We've been on tour for about the past 3 days, and that was the best show so far. So
I think that's a credit to TNS, and the fact that this tent's just been really popular this weekend.
Well, to be honest, they've got the best people running it. Like the kind of heads that you're seeing running the show right now today they're always the lot who are like the free parties and stuff like that. They know what they're doing. There's been no hassle. It's all wonderful and a great vibe the second you get up on stage. So we felt very much at home tonight.
Now your set changed a bit during it. As far as I was concerned, it didn't just get a bit fresh, but it went from being a more straightforward hardcore punk to I don't want to say boppy, but do you know what I mean? Mm. There's a bouncy couple of songs. Do you do that?
Yeah, we like mixing up a little bit. I mean, our attitude when writing songs has always been the case of just doing what's natural to us, and as long as all three of us in the room are into it, it's cool. For the most part, that means we like to play loud, we like to play fast, but what's the point in playing loud and fast all the time if you can't mix up with a bit of groove now again?
Yeah, of course. Has that transferred on the vinyl? Have you got anything coming out?
Yeah, well, at the moment we've got a single off our album, Agree to Disagree. The single is a 7-inch called Title Tracks Under Surveillance, and we've got two new tracks, one of which is a French folk song, and it comes out on clear vinyl, limited edition.
It doesn't sound like a French folk song the way you're doing, though.
Nah, it was just a natural thing because our bass player's French, we tour France a lot, and we like the idea of doing the song in French just to bring across another dimension.
It's a fantastic number.
Yeah, well, English people especially don't, myself included, like we're not the most accepted to anything that isn't in English.
No.
So we thought we're in a position where we've got someone who speaks, who's bilingual in the band, so why not try and get something else across? And the original song is a beautiful song. It's an old folk song.
Right.
It's an anti-police oppression song, and we thought it fit the band nicely.
Elle s'appelait Nina, une vraie putain dans la
So that was Moral Dilemma and KN, Tony. A little bit of French for you there. Exactly. Again, I'm afraid I don't have their MySpace page to hand, I'm afraid, but I suspect it will be myspace.com/moraldilemma. Do check them out if you like things punk rock. They are a truly international band, meaning well. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, I would ask you for a gig guide, but we did two last week. So instead, I've got, I'm pleased to say, the return of Comedy Suburbs and Swear Esperanto.
Okay.
Starting off with Swear Esperanto. Hey up, stranger. Reckon Small Paul has got it this week. Got it this week by Facebook. Kilf. Chav I'd like to fuck. Bless him and his medieval weekends. Hope you're doing well, mate. Must get together soon. Cheers, Fat Boy. Thank you, Fat Boy. There's been various additions to MILF, haven't there? Mother, I'd like to fuck. There's GILF, Grandma, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
And now, KILF. I actually quite like KILK, though. Chav, I'd like to kill. That's just a personal thing. But yeah, if you see a sort of an attractive woman in a shell suit, she's a KILF. That's fair enough. Straight on with a woman who wouldn't be seen dead in the shell suit, but I imagine she would be seen undead in the shell suit. This is Insane Star with the Comedy Suburbs. Hi Paul, I thought this one might tickle you. A farmer in Devon has successfully grown a field of vibrators. Unfortunately, he now has a problem with squatters. Thank you very much. If you have a joke or a word of the week or swear spanner for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs for jokes or word of the week for your Swear Esperanto. Right, again, I'm cracking straight on. You don't mind, do you?
No, that's cool.
Of course not. This was a fantastic interview. This guy, Lee from the Hit Priests. The Hit Priests, Tony, don't muck about. They are full on. They are garage rock and roll. I'm going to let Lee tell you all about them, and then you'll hear the hilarious Ass on Fire.
So as the afternoon goes on here at Stomach Camp, I'm now joined by Lee from the Hit Priest. That was a gig and a half, wasn't it?
Not bad, I suppose.
That was
about as good as you can do in this
well,
afternoon.
Well, it's been the first audience goading I've seen today. Is that a feature of the band?
Of course, it's all good fun. And especially on an afternoon gig like this, which is just a bit of fun.
Well,
makes
yeah, it's been a laugh. There was a girl backstage who said, "God, I love this band. Look, everything about every single one of them moved in a certain way. They're all rock and roll." I went, and I said, "Well, they're more of a garage band, really." She went,
yeah.
"Garage?" I went, "Oh no, not that sort of garage, darling."
People don't understand that.
Well, they don't. So, how long have you been going?
It's about 3 years now. Yeah, right. I moved up from London and met them all in Nottingham. Gary used to be in another band called the X-Rays, and I used to be in a band in London called the Divine Brown, and we all kind of did all right, but then came up and thought it was just fucking once more round the block, really.
Well, this seems to be like a group of four people that you look like you trust each other.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the thing is, we are like super best mates, and it does help that we're all total fucking liabilities as well. We just the gigs are just a bit of a distraction from the actual boozing all day long, really. 5 days in now and everyone's just totally knackered. The gigs just kind of get in the way, but they're alright anyway.
They have to be done. It's a commitment to your fans. Yeah, that I think you should think a bit more seriously about.
Yeah, we just need a few more.
So listen, have you got anything out that my listeners can buy?
Yeah, well, there's a 7-inch called Juiced Up and Loose with Young Savage on it as well. About a year ago our first album Tight and Exciting came out. That's on Bootleg Booze Records, which is a Swedish label. The Helicopters and Suckers and all other similarly fantastic bands like that. So that's out. We've got another EP coming out in a bit with a band called Electric Frankenstein that we've been going years in America, which will be great. And an album coming out in Japan. This ain't bullshit, either.
So
we just finished a second album, which is going to be called Fortune Bullshit.
Brilliant.
Which will be out on Bootleg Booze.
So does this mean that are you getting the chance to travel a bit with this then?
Yeah, well, we were just over in Holland a couple of weeks ago, did Queen's Day Festival and a few dates over there. Literally, yeah, that's a couple of weeks ago. We've just been around this week with our mates, the Dangerfields.
We're playing in about an hour,
I think. Fantastic as well.
Brilliant.
Not as good as us, obviously, but
of course
it's still
not.
Pretty good.
No one's as good as the Priest. Everybody knows that.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
You're a lovely man.
See you.
My God, God, that's on fire.
That was the Hit Priest, Tony. When I said hilarious, I didn't mean funny like that. I mean, I just think it's hilariously good.
Oh, okay.
Ass on fire. You're listening to Dr. Snagglebury underneath as well right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Now, are you doing anything this weekend, Tony? You got anything coming up?
I don't think so. No.
Right.
So we're in July now, aren't we, this weekend?
Is that because you're still thinking this weekend is this weekend, but it's not, it's next weekend, even though we're talking about this weekend now?
Oh, yeah. It's frying my brain. Don't think
I'm
so.
I'm messing with your mind.
Are you doing anything this weekend?
Yes, I am, Tony. As a matter of fact, I'm doing my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth return with the marvellous Mandy Knight and the fantastic Duncan Oakley. Both shows, doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8:30, costs £10. £8 to members. Advance tickets for the Letchworth show can be bought via 01462 670788. The Hitchin show is at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. The Letchworth show is at the Arts Centre in the arcade on the newly refurbished Leys Avenue, which in Letchworth, in the local council's infinite wisdom, they put some fountains at the top of the road and forgot to think about drainage, so they put them on and there was a flood.
Right.
You couldn't make it up. They've put a big sort of copper statue monument thing at the top of the road right outside a pub called the Hogshead, which is kind of Letchworth's rough ass pub, and it is only a matter of time before that statue was adorned by knickers. And once the knickers go up, I don't know how people are going to get them down, because it's not something you can climb. It's waiting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Now, I do hope you make it to one or two of those shows. On next week, I will review them properly. We will be sort of back to normal, or as normal as we get next week. I hope you've been enjoying this week's show. And I'm sorry if one or two of the interviews are a little difficult to hear, but it was because of the weather and the environment and what have you. I make little apology, but in this instance, I know one or two are difficult to hear. This one, however, is pretty clear. And I'm really pleased because, as you will discover, this is quite a poignant interview. This is Jamie from the Dangerfield.
My work is just about done. It's been a hell of a day at Strummer Camp. I've seen a lot of great bands. One of the greatest this afternoon was the Dangerfields. Now, I've caught Jamie, the bass player of the band, a little bit late. How was it for you? It was good, wasn't it?
It was good, yeah. We've had a run of gigs this week with the Hip Priests from Nottingham, and it's culminated in Strummer Camp. We booked it that way, and yeah, exceeded expectations. Loads of fun.
And where else have you been on? It's been a sort of mini tour, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just been a week. Nottingham, London, a couple of gigs in Wales, and then here. Just a little bit. Well, the Hip Priests are old men, you know. We can do 6 weeks, but Hip Priests can do like 4 days, and then the screw.
Very old. I think Lee out of the band's even older than I am, but
he is, yeah.
Anyway. Now, you did, I walked in on Rock Club.
Yep.
Rock Club, what, and you said you were doing that for the Blockheads.
Yeah. Andrew's a big fan of the Blockheads and the band, the band members they've got now, yeah, so he's looking forward to checking them out, yeah.
Now, I did also hear that you very nearly disbanded, and it's only as a result of being with the Hip Priest for a week that you're alright about it again.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what we're getting across. We're still kind of in limbo a little bit. We're certainly going to take an extended hiatus right now just to regroup. We've had so many problems trying to find the third person that is as committed to the cause of the Dangerfields as me and Andrew are.
Right.
And I've been with the band nearly 4 years now, and it's been a rotating set of dickhead guitarists, constant letdowns and stuff. And we got Jake McCullough, who's a local lad, stepping for these gigs, and he's been great.
Oh, he just stepped in for these gigs, I think.
He literally turned up on my doorstep on Wednesday afternoon. We had now practice and went straight and not.
Oh, yeah, he must have been a fan already.
Because
he knew it all. I mean, just watching him, he's so comfortable with it all.
Yeah, luckily he wasn't a fan. Yeah. It would be easy to say, oh, well, we've found the right guy, we'll continue, but me and Andrew decided a few weeks ago we'll honour the dates we've got, culminate the Strummer Camp, and then just have an extended hiatus and see what's offered, see if the fire still burns. But at the minute, it's 10 years of the Dangerfields. It's 5 years since we released something. It's a constant struggle, and we need to step back for a while.
Absolutely fair enough.
But it's great that this week has been fun. Because if it had been shit and tough like the last 6 week tour of the year it was, then we'd be like, screw this, you
fuck
know.
That,
we don't. Yeah. But this has been fun, so it can only be good for the future of the band. But no promises. We don't actually know. Could be our final ever gig. It's a serious possibility.
Well, whatever happens, the very best of luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Have a good time.
All right.
You keep trying to change me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You can't accept the fact that I don't like Caddyshack or AC/DC.
Well, you never listened to their first album.
Live on the road, go to a show. Live-
Dangerfield's Tony Rock Club.
Yeah,
well, as I say, really quite sad that that may be the last ever interview with the Dangerfields, and we got it on Punky. So, you know, best of luck for the future, you guys. Yeah, I thought you were absolutely brilliant live. That, the whole tent all day at Summer Camp Tony was a. It was the smaller tent, and it really was quite a small tent, but it was packed all day, and it was just brilliant fun. Really good. I enjoyed emceeing it. It was just excellent. It was really, really good fun. I say, you listen to Dead 60 underneath us right now. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations over the past couple of weeks. Still need more, though, as always, so if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. All twats received with great thanks. And I'll reply to them. Thank you. This week's is from Alex, the Rusty Queen of Leeds, who haven't heard from me in ages.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she got in touch with me on Facebook 2 or 3 weeks back and went, hi, how's it going? I went, fucking hell, where have you been? She went, oh, sorry, I'm a bit behind on my shows. I went, how far? She went, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, she was in touch quite a lot, wasn't she? And then she just stopped hearing from her.
The Rusky Queen of Leeds.
Yeah. Well, she goes on to say, hello there, Punky Radio. I have a twat to nominate, as Paul bullied me to do so over a Facebook chat in the early hours.
Oh, there you go, there's the proof.
Yeah. I had to dredge this one up from the past, but I'm sure you can leave out that and pretend it's a recent event. Whoops, oh well. I would like to nominate the Baron Luke Jennings of Renthorpe near Wakefield, West Yorkshire. My reason for him being a twat is as follows. As a music festival, we went to, myself and two other friends. Alright, at a music festival we went to, we decided it would be a good idea to chip in for the legal hallucinogenic that is salvia. I put in about half the money towards it, and the others chipped in for the rest. However, we were all under the impression that such a drug could be smoked correctly using a normal lighter, and were angry after a few bongs to find that the drug had no effect whatsoever. We later discovered that the blowtorch lighter is necessary to heat the drug for it to cause adequate hallucinations in small doses.
That's easy to say.
It's not.
Especially!
Later found that the Baron Luke Jennings had in fact stolen the rest of the salvia, locked himself away in his tent and smoked it all in an attempt to make some use of the drug. Unable to move in his tent due to his highness, we looked on and laughed as a group of skinheads we'd befriended began to shake his tent to make his trip all the more intense and to well taunt him. When he finally emerged from his tent, all that he cried was, I was attacked by Nazi cows. They were mooing and headbutting me. So yes, the Baron Luke Jennings is a twat for stealing our salvia and assuming that all skinheads and Nazis may make a bovine transformation in order to torture individuals. Yours, Alex, the Rusky Queen of Leeds.
Well, Alex, it's been worth the wait.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Go for it.
Okay, so the Baron Luke Jennings from Renthorpe, which is near Wakefield in West Yorkshire,
is a twat. Fabulous. Yeah. Now, speaking of twats, Tony.
Uh-huh.
I've been a bit of a tit, right? Because I'm pretty sure that the guy who we're about to play, I interviewed at Strummer Camp. But I've got a feeling I forgot to press record.
All right.
For the second time. As far as I know, I've only done this with Stuart from Guanabats 2 years ago. But I've hidden the file somewhere because I'm sure I interviewed him and said it'll be a real laugh because I'll interview you and then we'll play this song that he'd been talking about called Sad Panda. Right, because as soon as he said, oh, I did this song called Sad Panda, I went, let me stop you there, that's brilliant. I don't care what it is, what it sounds like, we're playing it. Any song called Sad Panda is getting played on this show. I like the title. And then I'm sure I interviewed him, but I can't for the life of me find the interview. So you just have to take my word for it. And Davey, I'm sorry if there was any gold dust in the interview. If I can find it in the future, I will play it. In the meantime, Tony, the last song on, frankly, this weird show this week is Davey, formerly of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, but now being a little bit nerdy in London and doing his own stuff. Enjoy Sad Panda.
Well, I'm a sad panda. I got nothing to do and I got nowhere I can go because I'm living in a zoo. I got no friends that I can miss because I'm on the endangered species list. I'm a sad, sad, sad panda. Well, I'm a sad panda. I just about had enough. All you people think I'm cute. I wanna rip your faces off. You put a man on the moon, but can I tell if I'm a bear or a raccoon? I'm a sad, sad, sad panda. My only joy from dusk till dawn is when I'm forced to watch panda porn, and the Viagra is always fun. My life doesn't come so cheap, I'm the most expensive pet to keep. That's a cause for happy thought when I'm not feeling so glum. Well, I'm a sad panda. I got nothing to prove because I'm so overweight that I find it hard to move. I don't know what will happen next, but I know it won't be panda sex. I'm a sad, sad, sad panda. I got no other needs apart from I eat my shoots and leaves.
Oh, hey! In a cabin, down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
I really like that song, Tony.
It's nice.
That's I reckon that song could be replayed on It's a Frog's Life. Graham, if you're listening, if you'd like to get hold of that, we will make sure that we get it to you somehow. It's a big file at the moment. We're going to make it a small file, but I love that song. Tony, I was wondering whether you could just remind people of the internet radio station that we're on, because we haven't mentioned them last week, so.
Yep, we're on Hussy Skunk, which can be found at hussyskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week at different times, but when we're not on, lots of punk, rock, ska, that kind of thing. So please do listen to them. Also, wickedradio.org. We're on every night, I think. I think every night, old shows in the week and new shows at weekends. And when we're not on, I think it's the heavier side of rock, if I remember correctly.
That is right.
That's right, isn't it? Yeah. I'm also obviously on the pirate radio stations because the Wicked Radio is rebroadcast. And also, we're on Roach Radio, which you can find on Facebook by searching for Roach Radio in Facebook. We're on Friday nights, and Roach Radio is a talk station, so when we're not talking, there's lots of other talky shows and things like that.
So when we're not talking, either there's music on by ours or other people are talking.
Yeah.
Do make sure, if you haven't already, that you review us at iTunes. That's very important. Just quickly, Tony, how do they do that?
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link which will take you to the music store page where you can review us. You need to log in, but it's all free, so please do review us. 5 stars only, obviously.
Well done. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.
Taylor, you're a fucking cunt. You say I've got fat and bald. I saw you the other week and I'm fucking looking better than you, but you are 70.